Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Football Friday, the Dun Tire Drive at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Lines are open. Sal was on earlier, so 803-0550 if you want to get into this game or just tell us how you feel as the playoffs arrive.
Or give us your definition of the word valuable.
Yes.
That would be today only. One day only.
So, one day only. You know me on, like, motivation type stuff when it comes to the pros. I really just don't need it. I mean, I think these guys are self-motivated on levels we can't even, many of us, comprehend. And the stuff that matters to us, what the media is saying, all these things, I think largely they don't care. Like, that's not something that would usually matter to players at all, I think. This thing, though, with the Pro Bowl and the All-Pro team today, I wonder if Sean McDermott doesn't think the timing is amazingly good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a motivated team,
yeah.
Eyes on the prize. Think about next week if it's the Bills and the Ravens, the game we all just crave. I mean, any fan would love that game. And just the two teams in the AFC that have been living in the Chiefs' shadow, MVP quarterback stuff and all of it. The, I don't know, bitterness that Bills fans might have toward Jackson and the love that the Ravens constantly get, that to some extent, here I can't deny it. Like, here in this moment, the Bills don't.
Right.
They have nobody on the first team All-Pro team. They have one guy, and it's Allen, on the second team. They have two guys in the Pro Bowl, which is like the same as the Titans or something. I mean, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that seems kind of real.
Yeah.
Or it could be.
Yeah.
I would not want to be Baltimore with Pittsburgh walking in, and now it's first team All-Pro, and everybody loves you, and 10 points. I don't know. Like, that's just a fan talking.
Yep. No, I hear you. I think that for you, that's, no one should be surprised to hear you say that. It's a giant eye roll. And it mostly is for me, too. But I do think... like you're sort of alluding to here, like the coach would certainly want to use it. And, you know, a player, I think any athlete, sure, self-motivated to whatever extent, like that you don't get there without being that. But, I mean, I suppose there's exceptions. Guys are just so gifted talent-wise that they make it even though they're not driven to some insane extent. There's lots of examples of guys I think that would fit that profile. But anything that can help. Like, if it lands on these guys, if McDermott presents it the right way, which I would trust him to do, I could see it having, like, some guys latching onto it just to have another thing. Like, another thing doesn't hurt. Sure, you want to win for you. You want to win for the guy next to you and the team and the community and all the stuff. That it sounds like, I'm not making fun of that. I mean, like, that's all baked in, right? But your peers, the people who really cover the sport, are looking past you. That would work. It would work on me if I were talented enough for it to matter. Like that kind of thing would work on me. I think I would want to use it. Like, whether you need it or not, I mean, whatever, we can debate all we want, but do you remember the time you asked Thurman Thomas?
Yes.
About the slight.
Yes.
And you were sort of like joking about it as we introduced him. And when we went to him for him to talk, it was just silence.
Right.
It's just like, no, that was 100% real. Like, it's just like, I'm not. Like,
he gave me a version of Evel Knievel's Do You Know Who I Am?
Right.
To Jim Rome.
So it's like, you know, so you know, guys will, you know, like Thurman's, you know, one of the, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's one of the best players that's ever lived. But he used that even like halfway through his career when he was already established as one of the best players in the league. Like, he's still leaning on that. So, I mean, guys will, I think, latch on to anything if they think it'll help. And it might seem like this is Burrowhead or whatever from a couple of years ago, right? And Kelsey screaming about it after the game. Like, I I'll make fun of Travis Kelsey all day long. I believe that was real. Like, I think he meant that. Like, they used that. And it seems absurd that you would need that. You're the Chiefs, for God's sake. But there they were, boasting about it. So I think anything can that can help you. If you think it can help you get over the hill, you're going to use it. That's it. And so I would be stunned if guys aren't talking about it themselves and completely flabbergasted if McDermott didn't. I'm not going to say he's building his whole pregame Saturday night address or whatever to the team around it, but it would be amazing to me if it didn't come up.
The Broncos are represented on that team.
Right. They have five All-Pros.
Is it five? Mims?
A couple of the pass rushers. Mims, Surtain. Yeah.
Not first team. They don't have five first teams.
No, that's right. I think they have five total, like maybe two first teamers and three second or reverse. But
the Bills do have some right this year, right now, to we're disrespected. They do. They have some right to that.
Yeah.
It's so tired in sports and so overused and such, as you said earlier, an eye roll. So often. The Bills do have some claim to it right now, I think.
Did you see like our dude Aaron Schatz? Lone vote for Benford.
I did see that.
It was Aaron. He's probably got the biggest beef, in my opinion. I don't know where else I land. You know, like Milano missed time. Bernard missed time. They're outranked by other guys.
Well, Dawkins was the Pro Bowler.
Dawkins,
the
yeah.
two top tackles, everybody said, were just amazing this year. So. Yeah. Let's get your calls, 803-0550. Winton is with us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Just two quick points. One on the All-Pro voting, and I just think it's just nothing to take away from Lamar. It's just a little comical. Josh sat out a couple quarters. He beat the Lions. He beat the Chiefs. We got the better record. Nothing to take away from Lamar, but he's awesome. And my point on the Denver game, what concerns me the most is maybe special teams, maybe some fluky like Mims
mm-hmm.
gives them a spark, gets the return. You know, our special teams just gets a little shaky quite often here and there. But that's just my concerns for
that's
today. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. That's reasonable.
Yeah, entirely reasonable. I think the Bills have been I don't know how hard I want to go with this. I mean, they're just not exactly buttoned up. I would say in the return game, like defending returns. So yeah, I mean, very early in the week, that was one of the first things I thought of. You know, it's one of those things you start thinking about how the game could go and how does a big underdog pull off the upset, and you know, scoop and scores and return game is a place, and they've got a guy, they've got an All-Pro return guy in Mims. So yeah, it's not a great match. I mean, I think I will expect them, you know, wind allowing, to kick every kick out of the end zone and try to punt everything to the sidelines. I said with Sal an hour ago, you know, maybe it's even like sacrifice yardage just to get it, you know, try to pin it in a corner of the field, you know, like against the sideline where your coverage can kind of hem the guy in. And if it goes out of bounds and they get it at the 28 instead of the 20, okay, well, I'm going to live with that.
We're not punting for bonuses this week.
No,
saying.
Right.
We're not punting for dollars. I'd love punting for. Is that one of the Pro Bowl games?
Punting for dollars. Kick it out of bounds. That's
Eric,
my advice.
Sorry, Eric is next. Hi.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
The beef I have with this whole thing is when the Bills had all the primetime games. You know, Josh was able to showcase his talent, and he was on all the time. And that's how he became the favorite. And since Christmas, every game the Ravens have played, including Week 18, which did not have to be on Saturday, has been a standalone game. So Lamar has gotten the spotlight while Josh has been pushed to 1 p.m. games on Sundays with a bunch of other people that less people can see. And when I say Week 18 didn't have to be played separately, that game should have been played at the same time as the Pittsburgh game because – You know, the fact that they got to play first and got a game to themselves, it feels like to me that was a slight to the Bills as a team and to Allen.
Well, that's a tough one for me. I doubt it was anything having to do with the Bills. The Ravens also played the Bills in primetime in week four. They were both on the field in that game. That was very much Baltimore's game. The Ravens played in primetime in week one and in week seven and in week 10 and in week 12. So I would think they both got – look at the schedule, you know? I mean, they put Baltimore with Kansas City, Houston, and Pittsburgh for those two Christmas – well, one was literally on Christmas and the previous Saturday.
Right.
So the caller's right about
standalones,
the visibility.
There, right. But that,
the Bills are playing the Patriots twice.
But it really is that – it's Christmas week, which, you know, it's 3 weeks of the season, as it turns out. But – prior to that, I mean, you got the Chief game, which is not a night game, but it's a 4:25 national game. The Niner game after the bye is Sunday night. The Rams and the Lions games were both 4:25 national windows. So, it's not standalone, but still, those were tremendous stages for Allen, and he flourished in both games, even though they lost one of them. Really, all four games, and they lost one of them. I don't know. I don't think that is necessarily like a huge factor in this. Lamar had a fantastic year, period.
I mean, it's tough. I really just, when people think that the debate is frustrating, that would be for different reasons. I don't like feeling this way or talking like this. I always preface this point with that. Because it's just, I'm disappointed kind of to end up here, but there is a perfectly fine argument for both guys, right? And part of the Allen one is that it's more of a career thing because Jackson has won before, and that's not how it's supposed to work, but it does make sense. It seems fair enough. Jackson led the league in numerous passing categories as a guy. Speaking of sort of the context that has never really shaken all the way criticism for his ability to throw passes, but led the league in yards per attempt, passer rating, touchdowns. He was two off the lead behind Burrow. He threw 41 touchdown passes. He led the league in yards per carry, including all the running backs. Mm-hmm. He led the league in yards per carry. I mean, statistically, it's his best year. And I think the pressure on the voters is – okay, well, maybe there was some of this last year where we took the team's record into account. Are we going to not do that this time? Are we going to not consider the career stuff, which you're probably supposed to do? You're probably supposed to make it. I know this. You're supposed to make it a single-year award, and it's sort of turned on its head now when it comes to Allen because last year Jackson did not have these kind of numbers. You know, he did not lead the league in passing categories a year ago, but his team got the one seed. So we know all this. We've been over and over. It's just, it makes it tough. It's hard to bet. It's hard to vote against these stats.
Right.
They played 10 playoff teams. Was it
Baltimore? Yeah.
Not including the Bengals.
Right.
So if you include the Bengals, who are not a playoff team, but as good as they were, they played 12 games.
Right.
10 playoff teams, and then, well, let's just leave it at 10 because the Steelers are in the playoffs too.
Right.
That's kind of a push.
You could take the Bengals. The Bengals are better than the Steelers. Yeah, right, right.
10.
Either way, yeah, they ran the gauntlet this year. They did. He had a tremendous year. I myself disappointed if Allen doesn't get it. Sure. I mean, I'm a Bills fan. I love Allen. I want to see him get it. I want it for the fan base. I want it for him. I want him to get that recognition. I think you can make the case for it. I am not. I'll be disappointed. I am not going to be upset about it. I'm not going to be angry about it if Jackson gets it. I mean, Jackson had a better year than he had last year, period. So, you know, it. I don't have it in me to get. I'll get mad at bad faith arguing. Like that, I got no problem with that on any subject. But you know, he wins it. Like, okay, tip your hat. You know, better luck next year, Josh.
Oof. Jason is next. Hi, Jason.
Hey, evening boys. How are we doing?
Good, man.
Let's turn this conversation positive again. Who's going to get the first touchdown and break the ice this year? Dawson Knox, 3 for 3?
3 for 3. So he's done that before?
The last 2 years, he's got the first touchdown of the playoffs?
Yep.
All right.
Can he do it for a third one? Possibly.
There'd be good odds.
I'll bet.
Good price, I guess. I have no idea. But if you like it, do it.
I think I'm going to find that.
What's that?
Guys, have a great night. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. You definitely can find that.
Oh yeah, I can find it right now.
If it's not up now, it'll be up by Sunday morning at the latest.
First touchdown is up.
Yeah,
I made a Cooper bet to score twice the other day, so it's definitely right there. So what is it? The Pittsburgh game and the Dolphin game. Knox scored first each time. I didn't know that. Jay is next. Hi, Jay.
Hi, first time caller here. I'm calling about the Lamar Jackson Josh Allen MVP race. So I think a lot of the issue I see here is that I think Henry is a big reason why Lamar is, his numbers, his passing game, everything about that has actually improved. Obviously, Allen doesn't have that type of running back, so teams could have to focus on two dynamic players now. And Henry is he should be up with top five in MVP racing on his own. Statistically, he's one of the best, he's the second best running back in the league. So it's really hard, actually.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, Henry's presence is a ding on Jackson's case, I think. Like if you think, I don't know if he's in like top 5, but he's one of the best running backs in the league and he's super famous and he's been very impactful. So, I think, you know, if you've got another guy that you can even make a flimsy case for on the same team, there's no way that shouldn't penalize Jackson in some way. Like I think with the voters, Dawson Knox is plus 3,000 to be the first touchdown scorer in this game on Sunday. I've got right now. So that's
hit it.
Go for it. I mean, if you don't even need to pair that up with anything if you don't want to. I mean, just knock yourself out.
$5 becomes $150.
Right.
Think about what you could buy with five, and then what you could buy with 150. You could buy 30 of whatever the $5 thing is. If you wanted 30 of that thing. Socks? How much are socks? You could buy 30 pairs of $5 socks. Or you could buy something nice. You need socks. It's a chance to stock up.
Listen, everyone in my family, it seemed, got socks for Christmas except for me. And I must have made enough of a face that at some point here during the holidays, my wife in her travels bought me some socks.
I think for me, it kind of goes underwear, socks. It's like an alternating system with Santa. He must have a chart somewhere. We got him socks last year, so it's underwear. Odd number years are socks.
Right.
I think that's how it works. Jeff Legwald, the Broncos reporter for ESPN, will join us after the update. It is Football Friday on WGR. Mike Shope and the Bulldog join us after the game on Sunday. Post-game coverage after the game.
That's when that is, usually. Yeah.
So please do that. We'll be back after this timeout. This is WGR.